Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whomever, inside whomever, whatever's going on over there.
Jeez.
While you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We let our atheism, mostly our secularism, dangle out a little bit more. But we're going to be taking on the bullshit of the right, slinging any turds at Trump and stuff.
Yummy.
Made me think of Puffin stuff for some reason. An ancient 1970s children's show.
God,
not that I would
like
know anything about that.
Sid and Marty Croft. Is
yeah,
that
absolutely. I think H.R. Puffin
like
stuff.
Oh, shit.
It was a creepy. It was a guy in a big suit.
Right. Did you say your name?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy Faithless Friday, everybody.
Hey, H.R. Puffin stuff is a children's television series produced by Sid and Marty Croft.
Oh, shit.
It was a live action. It was their first.
Yes.
The Crofts. Their first live action life-sized puppet program. There you go.
I don't.
Sounds like some stuff going on.
I don't quite remember the
North Hollywood
Puffin stuff. Oh, yes. I remember Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah.
That was Sid and Marty Croft, right?
And stuff like that.
Dinosaurs.
Was that them, too?
Yes.
I didn't know that was. That was Sid and Marty Croft. Also,
I wouldn't bet my nut on it, but you know,
not that shitty remake Land of the Lost either.
Oh God, with Will Ferrell. Who the fuck wants to see that guy? Who the fuck wants to see that guy fighting dinosaurs?
Land of the Lost. You are correct. Is Sid and Marty Croft. The crowd likes it.
Yes.
We're gonna be here for the next couple hours. I said you could tweet us live if you're listening. I mean, you know what I mean. You can tweet us if you're listening live.
Tweet us.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl this message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the fun people and a couple of angry libs, more angry libs than us. maybe not angrier than us, but
there's a lot of angry quantity. People out there.
Yeah.
A lot of anger.
Other people that, you know, I mean, I'm not pro-gun.
Yes.
But I just don't think realistically anytime in the near future in this country,
yes,
we're going to get to, okay, all the guns go away.
What about an assault weapons ban?
A what?
An assault weapons ban.
Pro?
I mean,
I'm pro that.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah. We had one under Reagan.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a Republican, remember?
And then wasn't it George Bush that maybe let that expire and didn't re-up that?
We need assault weapons.
I could be wrong. It's just a dazzling amount of shit formation that we're being deluged with these days.
There's a bunch of rednecks that need automatic weapons. Assault weapons.
So don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy some shit through our hole, our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and that'll take you right to Amazon. Whatever you buy, We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right, baby.
No cost to you, mofos.
But we get paid.
And fofos? I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Fofos. We might as well, before we get rolling here, I've got a the term they use here in professional journalism is shit ton.
Yummy.
Of story. Professional journalism. Like I just referred to myself. Even remotely as a journalist.
Well,
we can see what's going on in the headlines.
Perfect.
You know, one day I'll have this drop ready.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline. Oops. No, wait, that's right. Dateline, March the 10th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Here's your headlines. I'm all discombobulated. I'm more of a pundit. We're more pundits.
Oh, yeah.
Than journalists.
We're podcasters.
We look to journalists for good reporting, and then we scream about it.
But being a podcaster, that's a category now.
That's a different category, yeah. It's a completely different thing.
Yeah, but I guess you can be a pundit podcaster.
Yeah, I think you could be a pundit, and it just depends on what venue you choose to pund.
That's right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
it bait.
Huffington Post, the headline, the smiling, slithering form visage of Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House of the United States of America. Goddamn, when did this country become so ensaddened?
I don't know
that.
Insaddened.
You are taken to task and thrown in the E stockades.
I am besaddened
if you don't wear a fucking flag on your lapel pin.
Oh my God! Is that what happened to him? Guys.
No, I'm looking at a picture and I'm scrolling down.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's really funny. That's really weird. There is a story about a lapel pin. Fucking weird. That I hadn't seen. Ryan, it says Ryan gushes about Medicaid massacre.
Yes.
But there's a picture of him. And then scrolling down, there's this other, pictures of these other assholes.
Yes.
And they've all got fucking flags on there.
I bet there was a time. I bet you can trace it back to a moment or something when
some asshole started. And was it Bush maybe? Now maybe a brain cell is firing or two. And I think maybe, I might be wrong, but I thought maybe it was Bush that had kind of started the I wear a lapel flag every time, but it probably started way back. Maybe I'm just talking on my ass. But then farther down, the other story is Sean Spicer accidentally sends an SOS to America on his suit. His flag was upside down.
Oh, shit. God, that must have driven Trump crazy. He must have hated that.
Oh, Spicy's in trouble.
Oh, my God.
For this. Yeah. Because image is everything.
Damn.
And there's a shit ton of people on the internets who changed their avatar pictures to upside down flags after Trump got the election.
Oh, shit. I didn't notice that.
Help us.
Oh, yeah.
It's a universal distress signal for.
Shit, we can help ourselves. Just go into that. Go grab that 25th Amendment.
Well,
take
that requires.
That, lunatic out,
that requires Pence in the cabinet.
Oh, man.
Of which, apparently, some of them might be a little, be dipping in the vodka themselves or having vodka dipped into them.
God, just think about, like, how cool it was to see Obama and Biden hang out together. They actually look like friends, and they seem like nice people.
Yeah.
I just don't get that vibe off Pence and
No, it's
Trump.
A viper pit. It's backstabbing
shitheads.
Lying to each other and lying about each other and trying to one-up one another. Fish stinks from the head when you've got the biggest fucking fraud liar in the fucking universe running the show.
And then this goddamn Taliban motherfucker from Indiana.
Yeah, he's no better. So the headline says, that Paul Ryan is gushing.
Ooh, gross.
About...
Jesus.
It says Paul Ryan seems excited
Ooh.
To kick people off of Medicaid.
Why not? He's a Republican.
House Speaker Paul Ryan sees repealing Obamacare as a historic opportunity to reduce the welfare rolls. Well, you know, we all agree that I would love to see nobody on welfare. I would love of to course. See nobody requiring help with health care.
Right.
We would love to see everybody get free health care.
Ooh.
And everybody
single
have
payer.
And everybody not need to have assistance from the government. However, I live in the real world.
Right.
And I know circumstances, especially under Republicans, you know, if you're kind of blackish or brownish, ain't that great.
Yeah.
Especially.
Well, it seems to me if you're in the GOP, assistance from the government is only given to corporations.
Right.
You know, and not to people.
Maybe I saw an article this morning that maybe this pundit was holding out hope that the Trumpians who voted for Obama before,
yes,
have already more than learned that they have fucked up.
God, I you know, I read
and just because of the polls, like there's a poll out today that ain't good for him,
right? Well, you know, if he runs for re-election in 2020, he's gonna have a problem, because I was reading that some of this shit that they have in Trump Care is gonna take effect. And it's some real disruptive kind of shit right when the election
starts. Time bombs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
because they don't want the shitstorm to happen. And Trump has, there were reports that Trump has been saying, well, he's just going to, if they can't pass it, then he's just going to let it spiral.
What does that mean, though?
Which it's not, but they're going to do things, you know, behind the scenes to make it spiral. And then blame the Democrats. Look at how awful Obamacare is, so that in 4 years the country will be begging for even their shit care.
Well, they're already laying the groundwork for that, right? I mean, Paul Ryan came on and he said, what did he say yesterday? Guys, this is so fucked up. This is so fucked up.
It spread too far into the system. This is going to be our only chance. This is close as we're going to come. He said there's no way we can just repeal it. And
this is the
Freedom Caucus lost their minds.
As we're going to come to getting rid of it? That's what he said.
This is as close as we're going to come to promising what we've been promising for 8 years. And now the dog caught the car.
Yeah.
And they're like,
this is their main thing. This is the GOP's main fucking thing.
One of them. Thanks to Trump, the wall. Right. There's another one. But
the GOP's, haven't they been screaming about this?
Oh, this
though?
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
Like, fucking since Obama did it.
And Ryan's been fluffing himself, ready to fuck Medicaid and Social Security for years.
Jeez.
There's an interview with Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh.
Radio dude, right-wing radio dude.
That's a fucked up name.
Another one of those names where
so
shame on the parents.
Right.
This is in Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
He compared, Ryan compared his legislation repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
To the vaunted 1996 welfare reform law.
Okay.
I
don't remember that one.
It says it basically ended the federal government's commitment to cash assistance for parents in poverty.
What?
Well, yeah, it made it reformed welfare and said, you know, you got to make sure you go out and work.
God, what are we going to do with these welfare queens?
Or there were time limits. You only get it for 2 years, then you're fucked. Something like that.
You know what's so funny about these time limits? Because it's like, what happens in 2 years? Are you going to not need to eat?
Are you
going to not need to pay rent?
You'll go finally get a job because you've been a lazy taker.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
But if you're the right color,
yeah,
you might have an easier time.
Right.
In certain areas.
Hey, listen, if you're a big old fucking auto manufacturer, you can get a tax break. You can get corporate welfare all you want.
Or a bank. Get bailed out.
But if you're a single mom, go fuck yourself.
Ryan said, we are defederalizing an entitlement.
Oh,
block granting it, which is a horrible idea, back to the states and capping its growth rate.
Oh.
That's never been done before. What that means is they're cutting funding and people are going to lose health care. That's what that means.
They're going to lose mental health care. I was reading that a lot of the shit that's going, it's for people that are mentally ill. I mean, you know,
I think that's the one thing that should be mandatory.
Yeah, really.
So there you go. That's the headline, Ryan. Unsurprisingly,
yes,
dancing with glee and touching his penis wrinkles over the fact that some poor people are going to get kicked off healthcare.
Nothing that perks helps his shaft more. Right up every time.
Over at the Drudge Repo.
Yay.
Let's see what the other side is unthinking.
What a bunch of assholes.
They're probably doing the jig over there, too, gleefully waiting to see if they can kick some people off. I'm waiting because the Drudge Report's taking a long time to
fucking
load.
Is anybody gleeful about, any side gleeful about what they're doing to healthcare? I mean, even if you believe what the GOP is shitting out there, is this even close to what they want or what they envisioned? Or did they envision anything?
Well, they're still being duped.
Yeah.
Because the headline over at the Drudge Report is Donald Trump pointing at the camera like, look, I told you so.
Oh, God.
And it says, great again, plus 235,000. They're talking about the jobs report, which he's taking credit for 60 days into his goddamn administration. And when Obama's was up at around 250 a month when they left. And when Obama, I put up a meme on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
I think I put up a meme. At least I saw one. But basically said that Obama's deficit or the jobs were bleeding. 700,000 a month when Obama took over.
Right.
And that when he left, it was in the plus side of 200-ish, 250,000 a month. And now it's exactly that. And for the past 2 months, it's been that. And Trump is trying to claim a victory lap. And apparently so is Drudge because it says, great again.
You know, as far as I can remember, the GOP always, always fudges on that jobs number. They always try to spin it.
Well, they caught Spicy today. There's a story over at the Raw Story, one of our favorite sites.
Love it.
That I think it now I might be giving fake news about it being on a Raw Story.
Shit.
I'll find wherever I saw it from. But Spicy, I guess they called him out on. Well, wait a minute. The Republicans did nothing but screech and yell and point at how weak the job growths were, and how you can't use that number anyway. That's a bad number. You got to use the U6 or the U4 or the U69 or whatever you got to use that they like.
You got to look at it in the way I'm framing it.
Which shows, you know, retired people,
right.
Sick people, you know, kids. They're like, it's a percentage of the entire population. They love to point to that one as a failure for Democrats.
But they've only been in 50 days. I mean...
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, there's no way in fuck that they can claim this continuing same amount of growth that was handed to him.
Right.
As, look. But they are. Drudge, here it is, the headline on Drudge.
Well, why not? Hey, listen, you can do that, though, when your constituents and the people that support you are dumb. Go ahead.
And they'll eat it up.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, yeah, look. He's making America great. Look at that jobs report.
Listen, I can't imagine if you're one of these redneck wacko racists who goes to a Trump rally and just screams, Trump, Trump, lock her up, build the wall. And you see all of a sudden that all that stupid shit you've been screaming about has been validated. I mean, you know,
you're right.
You're excited.
God. So, Spicy, apparently,
right.
Was, caught kind of saying, well, you know, the president likes the number now.
Yes.
Kind of. but didn't, or didn't before. It's almost like, I think the headline I saw says that that Trump no longer thinks the jobs report is phony, the one that he's called phony. Here it is. White House Press Secretary Spicer passed along an answer from Trump on whether he still believed job reports were phony or totally false.
Because he said they were made up. They were fiction.
Right.
And now he's bragging about them.
Report Friday that was the full report released under his tenure showed the economy gained 235,000 jobs for February. beating expectations.
Well, I mean, he got those jobs back from Carrier.
Spicer was specifically asked about Trump's feelings during the Friday press briefing about whether Trump still was of the mindset that these reports were not to be trusted.
Yes.
Like he said over and over and over during the campaign.
They asked him about his feelings. I love that.
Good luck. I talked to the president about this, Spicer squealed, hissed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm making up. He said, smiling. And he said, to quote him very clearly, "They may have been phony in the past, but it's very real now."
You must be shitting me. God, they don't have any shame.
It's exhausting.
They don't have any fucking shame. It almost doesn't matter.
It may have been phony in the past, but it's very real now.
Now that I like that report, I think it's real as fuck. I believe in it big time.
And to a Trumpansee, with their battered constituent syndrome, they'll just walk right back up and eat it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude, and if you argue with them about it, they'll go Vince Foster in like 5 seconds. It doesn't matter. Fuck it.
Benghazi.
Yes.
So there you go. Those are your headlines over at the HuffPo and the DrudgePo.
All right.
Fake crowing.
Oh, yes.
About the jobs report over at the Drudge Repo.
Oh, man, guy, it seems like things are pretty bleak over there in the Trump administration. I mean, can you really blame him for trying to take credit for something?
I wonder if there's anybody besides Bannon that really just loves to get up and go to work over there in the White House.
Is he the only one enjoying it?
Well, he's the overlord of chaos, right? I mean, he's gleefully...
He loves his shit.
...thrilled that everybody's backstabbing and lying and obfuscating and leaking on each other, about each other.
God, it's so gross.
So that's what he wants. He likes that. And Trump, apparently, that's the way... That's his management style, they say, right? That he likes to hire people that dust it up.
He thinks you'll come to a good solution if you hire a bunch of people that like to fight amongst each other.
That's great teamwork. That's the antithesis of anything you learn in any of those seminars that you could pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for.
Yeah, Trump University.
Of how to team build. Take out your daggers and stab each other.
What was the one for business training? Trump University was like...
A university,
but then
Trump Institute.
Yeah, that's
Trump
it.
College. Trump
something like that.
Yeah, it was a different one.
God,
and let's not forget that he settled for $25 million that Trump University lawsuit, and victory.
Yeah, a lot of people settle for $25 million when they aren't guilty.
And claimed he wouldn't settle, and then tried to say that he was doing it for the American people. I'm settling because I don't want that drama.
Was that money just divided up again amongst a bunch of students?
Probably a couple of lawyers got a pretty significant chunk of it. And then it was probably a few, whoever signed on to the lawsuit.
Damn.
Probably got some quiche.
Right.
Happy Faithless Friday, everybody. It's a lovely warm day in here in Southern California.
Hello, Jesus.
The land of fruits and nuts and soon to be totally legal weed.
Oh, right.
Unless Jeff Sessions gets his way.
And how's he going to get his way from jail? Or whatever.
Jeff Sessions? I'll be amazed if anybody goes to jail.
What about Flynn?
Which would be great.
I saw a thing on MSNBC on their website. Flynn was an agent of Russia during the campaign. That's what they're saying. Oh, Turkey. God.
Wasn't
fucking it? Damn it. Yeah, it was.
That he was an actual still being paid by Turkey to represent their interests. It says NBC reports that Flynn was attending intel briefings while still taking money to lobby for Turkey.
How does that work,
Maybe there might be some jailing going on, because that is absolutely untoward.
That seems insane. That seems so fucked up.
Intel briefings.
And don't they have
being physically paid by a foreign agent?
Didn't they just have a coup?
They attempted.
Right.
And they've got that creepy proto-fascist over there, the Muslim Erdogan.
Oh yeah.
That's what we got to watch out for. That's one of the danger zones that we should look at to make sure that we don't let that shit happen here, because they had a democracy. And then they elected a strong man who his party decided that because he won, they were going to let him do what he wanted. Well, how does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
And he started, what was the most recent? He's throwing professors in jail, subversive professors.
It's a danger zone, baby.
He's been jailing journalists that are critical of him and his regime, that, which would really, Trump would be able to fling the Viagra bottle away if he was able to do that shit.
Is that Kenny Loggins' most famous song, Danger Zone, or would it be Footloose? Probably be Footloose, then Danger Zone.
God, yeah, probably Footloose. I think because of the movie.
Didn't he have a really famous ballad, Kenny Loggins? Who cares?
Yes, probably.
People are listening to this. Who the fuck is Kenny
Loggins? Oh, he did I'm All Right also, which was in
Caddyshack.
Right. That was a biggie.
I'm all right.
This is it. Make no mistake where you are. God. This is it.
This is it. That sucks.
Heart to Heart. Danny's Song. Those are some of the...
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Tribute to Kenny Loggins here on this Faithless Friday. We already read about the jobs report. So, yeah, let's... I've got some other stories, some fun stuff here. Roger Stone, we talked about yesterday.
The Dandy.
Let me delete that one because we did that one yesterday.
He was Nixon's chief of staff after he got the boot, right?
Yes.
Mm. Wonder what he got that fucking tattoo on his back. The Nixon tat.
Why?
Or when?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when.
I mean, you would
it
think
it still looks like it's holding up okay.
You would think he would want to do it when Nixon was alive. Because you'd want to show him. Say, hey, Dick, look what I did. I did it for you because I care about you.
Nixon might be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're my guy. Oh, yeah, definitely. He'd be like, what the fuck?
I think Nixon was a little angry.
Damn it, Roger.
In his later years, allegedly.
Who was Obama's chief of staff? It was...
the first one was Rahm Emanuel. Right. Yeah.
Do you think it would have made Obama feel good if Rahm came in and said, hey, look, I got your face on my back now. Ooh. I'm your guy. You can trust me. Be like, you shit, man.
Lower back.
Fuck. What other tats do you have?
Funny if it was a tramp stamp.
Oh yes,
I got an Obama tramp stamp. some other news. News out of the Russian shit. There's a story out from I believe Vanity Fair, which God, there's a whole bunch of. The big media that is just pretty consistently taking pot shots and just different aspects of all this shit. It's like the New York Times comes up with one side of the story. Then the Washington Post comes up with another side. Then Vanity Fair finds something. Then BuzzFeed finds something. And it's all like a pack of dogs.
Do you think it's
hopefully bringing down this asshole?
It seems like there's like just an influx of information every day. There's always something developing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And the Trumpian lie count.
Oh God.
I don't even know what we're up to.
I'm putting something out tomorrow morning. I think it's like, it's the WAPO does things Trump tweeted this week that was bullshit, that were lies, that were inaccurate, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a whole list of those. It'll be on tomorrow at facebook.com/ Crab diving.
I mean, they probably had to hire more people at like PolitiFact and Snopes.
Yeah. I wonder if all those places are making more money because they have to be seeing more traffic. Like, if you have a Schittler in office, this has to drive people to the internet more than they, you know, right? I mean.
In fact, Bernie Sanders, there's a story out that Bernie Sanders gave an interview to The Guardian.
Oh, hello.
And
hello, Bonnie.
Bernie Sanders said, Trump lies all the time. I think it's not an accident. There's a reason for that. He lies in order to undermine the foundations of American democracy.
Yeah.
I go back and forth.
It's gray. I think sometimes he lies because it's calculated.
I think it's in his blood.
I think sometimes he lies because he is caught off guard. And I think sometimes he lies because he's a spiteful little fuckface.
Sometimes it's a day that ends in Y.
Right. Yeah, he just likes fucking with you. There's that.
He may just be incapable.
Yeah.
He may truly be pathological. I mean, he just might. He's such a narcissist. And maybe he's got a little sprinkling of pathological liar up there.
Ooh.
Where he just can't not lie. Can't tell the truth.
We elected like the worst person to be president.
Pretty fucking close.
The worst.
Pretty fucking close.
This is the worst president. I mean, at least in modern times, right? I can't remember anybody that's worse. Wait, no. I'm wrong.
Well, Bush, you know, killed a few people.
George Bush is still the worst president. Easy.
Yeah, Trump's easy. Working real hard. And creeping up there, but Bush, you know,
I mean, he's the most abrasive.
Lost a lot of lives.
Maybe the most offensive, based on what he says. You know,
no, I don't know. I think if there was as much media scrutiny now, as there was back in Johnson's days,
it would have been Johnson all the way.
I think
you're
Johnson
right.
Might win as one of the more heinous people. Yeah. Millard Fillmore. I understand was a dick.
Who is that?
He was a president, wasn't
when
he?
When was that? I don't know.
Yes. Millard Fillmore was a president. I don't know. It was the funniest name I could think of.
When was he president? Because
his last name is Fillmore. Millard Fillmore was the 13th president of the United States. The last member of the Whig Party.
Oh, shit, man.
While in the White House.
Guy's old school.
Congressman from New York. He was elected as the 12th vice president,
okay,
under Zachary Taylor, and then he ended up becoming the president, 13th president.
Congratulations, Millard.
1848, so wonderful period of time.
Oh, my God, 1848,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, right, cranking up to the Civil War there. What a lovely time that might have been. Might have felt, I don't know, kind of like now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, minus penicillin. That's a big deal.
Right.
That's a big fucking deal.
So we really have to live through all the hellscape instead of blissfully dying of cholera.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Blissfully dying of cholera. what is cholera? Is that a lung thing? I think it's a thing where you cough up a bunch of shit, you know? You drown in your own phlegm. Horrendous.
It's an infection of the small intestine.
Oh, close.
So okay. It's an intestinal disease.
Gross.
Where you shit and puke and stuff.
Jeez.
Highly contagious.
Party tricks.
Isn't that what they worry about? Like if you go in water, that might be bad. Like
yeah.
Somebody who had cholera might be.
Natural disasters.
Might be able to pick it up.
Things of that nature are bad for cholera.
So now.
Of course, I thought it was a respiratory infection. So
part of you were thinking TB, maybe.
I don't know.
Tuberculosis.
I just had it wrong.
The consumption.
Oh, yeah. Black lung.
Trump's. My mom had a. My parents are really old when I came around, my mom had a sister that died of tuberculosis.
Holy shit.
Right. And they had
Why didn't they take her to the doctor and for
they
a
had,
shot?
Well, they did. They didn't have it then. And they, my mom was the youngest of nine. So
holy fuck.
By that time, you know, her oldest brother was like 30 or something. So,
nine,
wow. Her sister died and, you know, they were old country Serbians and they had the wake in the house.
Yeah. Did they bury him in the yard?
No, they don't bury them
really?
In the yard. But they did have a way. Well, I mean, if you're out in the country, sure.
Yeah.
But in the middle of Chicago, I don't think they looked kindly upon that.
Yeah. Dude, I was reading
Do you want to buy a house and have to find somebody's grandmother when you're trying to put a flagpole in the backyard?
Nah, just ignore it. Don't worry about it. There's a body in the backyard. So what?
It doesn't matter.
I was reading this story. Speaking of
when the
graves,
zombie apocalypse comes, though.
Yeah, you're fucked. Speaking of graves and people being buried or whatever, I read this the weirdest story about Trump. Apparently, he keeps moving around where he's going to be buried when he dies. I was trying to make sense of this fucking story. I think it's on the WAPO or forget.
Well, now he's going to be buried at the Trump Library.
Well, there's a Trump cemetery. Is he really going to be buried at the Trump Library?
Aren't a lot of them?
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I don't know about that. Aren't some of them buried near their libraries?
The only presidential library I have been to was that of Jimmy Carter's. It's nice.
What is that? Plains?
It's in Atlanta. It's really nice. Could you imagine?
And he's not buried there.
No. Well, he's not buried anywhere, dude. Could you imagine?
He's out with the cancer, building houses and curing cholera in Africa.
And back when he was president, it was a big deal that he had to sell off his peanut business. He couldn't
stand
to profit off his fucking peanut
business.
His little
fucking peanut farm, he had to sell off because that would have been a conflict of interest, maybe. Yet Trump is like, I'm just gonna put it in my son's names.
Dude, he's putting a Trump cemetery in somewhere in fucking New Jersey.
Gross.
What the fuck? Trump cemetery. That's fucking bananas. He's the president.
We go back and forth. There are people that think that Trump is like some evil genius who knows how to play the media and shit like that. I don't know. There are times that I think that everybody's giving him way too much credit. I think he might just be a batshit crazy old man who can play to a crowd of hate-filled dickwads.
Trump.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, even some of his detractors are like, well, he's a genius with the media and stuff like that. I don't know. I've seen very little.
Genius?
Yeah. And think about it. If it wasn't for the Russian meddling, if it wasn't for other people helping him, Kellyanne Conway maybe trying to, polish that turd in some way. And
fuck is she even doing now, though? I mean, we don't see her in front of a camera.
Okay,
we don't
up.
See her on fucking television. So how the fuck is she earning her money? What else could she be doing?
I don't know. She gives him tours at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
They were for a long time.
Yes.
But this part here,
this
story that's out kind of corroborates the Trump might not be, you know, as evil genius as one thinks.
Right.
Because before the press in Moscow
nicked,
which is all free.
Oh, yeah.
To agree with Putin.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That
they got a lot of freedom over there.
For the longest time, they were fawning over Trump. They couldn't compliment him more. Yeah. They loved him. He's, you know, it's...
So what went wrong?
They just couldn't wait for him to take his shirt off and ride a bear. Not like a
That's
gay
the only...
porn. Yeah, not like a gay porn bear riding.
Let me tell you something. That's the only bear I'm riding. I'm not gay. I'll deal with the bears down at the fault line at Melrose in Vermont. That's fine. I'm not going to the bears in the
fault line,
the Rocky Mountains.
Did you see that report? I think I sent you a couple days ago about they're predicting another. Again, they're predicting a big earthquake.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. A huge one. Ugh, fuck this.
Huge. So the Kremlin apparently has finally ordered the dialing down of the nipple-sucking coverage of Trump because he's out of his mind, and they don't think he's going to be as pro-Russian as they had hoped.
Well, what do they expect? I mean, because, like, what's he supposed to do now? There's evidence that people in his administration were chatting with Russia during the election. Looks like there were shenanigans. He can't come out and say, oh, yeah, we're going to lift the sanctions. If he came out tomorrow and tried to lift those sanctions, people would lose their mind, right?
Oh, he couldn't do that. Yeah, I don't think there's any way in hell he could try to justify that one now. And I think Putin knows it. And that may be one of the reasons they're like, he's like, okay, ixnay on the ump tray.
They're not getting anything out of it.
Bloomberg.
Yes.
Spoke with three, and not Bloomberg himself, the Bloomberg politics section over at Bloomberg Media, spoke with three people who confirmed that there had been an edict from the Kremlin.
Yes.
Saying that the tide of positive Trump coverage that began during his 2016 campaign is ebbing because Putin and the Kremlin have become less confident that Trump will act reliably in their interests.
Oh. Damn, they fell out of love with Schittler. I mean, I thought they would last. I really thought Putin and Trump would fucking last. I thought they'd ride off in the sunset together.
I just don't think Trump has handled it really well. And
tweaking each other's nipples.
I think Putin is kind of the dog that caught the car, too.
Yeah.
Like, they never dreamed
that
the American people would actually elect this piece of shit. Yet somehow it got pulled off.
Yes.
And I think Putin was, his number one goal was to just stain Hillary.
Right.
And taint Hillary and upset her.
And somewhere along the way, thought, he was
thought, no way in hell the stupid American people are going to elect that asshole.
Oh, shit.
And then, oh, my God.
Nobody planned on this. Nobody planned on this. Even the people that were manipulating our fucking elections didn't plan on this. It's crazy.
From Bloomberg here.
Yes.
The order marks a stark turnaround from just a few weeks ago. Trump's unexpected triumph over Hillary Clinton in November has been wildly hailed in Russia as the beginning of a new era of cooperation between the former Cold War foes.
Okay.
Trump's campaign was watched with rapture as the news anchors gushed over the novelty of hearing an American presidential candidate praise Putin.
Oh,
so every time he was licking Putin's sack on television, they were running it like crazy over in Russia.
Boy, they can show anything you want to on TV over there. Even sack licking. Reprudes.
They're saying that now that they pulled back coverage, they won't pour buckets of criticism, quote, on Trump.
Okay.
They just won't talk about him much.
No. Well, he hates that, man. Trump's going to hate that. He likes, you know, attention and likes to be fawned over.
Sources say Putin is unhappy. Trump is cutting into the amount of time Russia's state-run media spent praising his administration. So Putin's upset. Because they're not talking about how great he is anymore, and they're sucking Trump little orange cocktail wiener.
Listen, if state-run media is not, you know, sucking their dictator off frequently.
Well, yeah, and they got the call.
Oh, yeah.
And guess where their lips are now?
Yeah. Hey, guys, you ever heard of Vladimir Putin?
Bloomberg said, in January, Trump received more mentions in the media than Putin.
Fuck that.
Relegating the Russian leader to number two spot for the first time since he returned to the Kremlin in 2012.
Oh, shit.
After 4 years as premier, which when he was still in charge and there was a puppet president.
Hold on a second. There's a premier and a president?
Yes. But Putin only did that to make it look like he wasn't a dictator.
Yes.
I'll step down. And then 4 years later, oh, they want me to be president again. Okay. Really?
But he was a premier in the meantime, right?
And still didn't lose any. He was running the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, nobody. I don't think anybody disputes that.
Damn. I mean, this Putin guy, he's such a weird character, you know? I mean, he seems, you don't know, he's got this weird, he's vain, right? You think he's vain?
No, yeah, I think so. I mean, the whole facelift thing.
He's, you know what? He's like Allegedly. Trump. If Trump was a CIA spy, I guess.
If Trump was smart.
Yeah, that's
true. If Trump had a brain or two.
He's nothing like Trump. He's nothing like Trump.
Yeah, and that's why I think when, you know, people are like Trump and Putin are the same. I just think Trump is dumb. And, you know, you talk about this authoritarian business. I kind of think Trump might lean in that direction, but I think he's being pushed more in that direction by... you know, the like Bannon and Miller and shitbags like that.
Right.
But I just think Trump would want to do whatever would get him the most love.
You know, he's also like...
Like the most real love.
Yeah, yeah. What seems like his administration is so chaotic that a lot of times he's just reactionary. Like that's why I imagine that's why he said that thing about Obama wiretapping Trump Towers. I guess. I mean, he wanted something to, wasn't it supposed to be a distraction from some other story?
Russia.
No, from Russia.
Yeah.
The fuck kind of idea?
Well, and he ended up burning his dick because himself, because he accused Obama. He could have even worded that a little differently and still... roused the same craziness from the Trumpanzees.
Right.
But he decided to not even not even sugarcoat it and hide it, but outwardly accuse Obama of wiretapping.
Yeah, and listen.
A few tweets worth.
And if you burn your dick, you better have some aloe. It's going to take a lot.
Putin, they're saying, is jealous. They're upset that Mike Flynn got caught.
No.
That was their dude.
What How terrifying.
He's got like an office right near the president.
He's not James Bond. Is Flynn James Bond?
No, hardly.
I mean, I think God. He's
just a fucking traitor.
I mean, he believed a bunch of stupid shit, too, right? He believed there were, what, there were signs directing Al-Qaeda on how to sneak through our border. And
he retweeted Pizzagate.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, he's a fucking idiot.
Did you see, is it today that they found out that Sessions may have had, like, another meeting that he didn't tell anybody about?
What?
With the
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a guy from Alabama. You grew up in Alabama your whole life, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, for whatever fucking reason, you're back and forth to Russia all the time. That's got to be crazy. Quite a culture shock.
The Daily Beast is reporting that the Russians are really pissed about Flynn's resolution, saying it's a sign that Trump was co-opted by Washington establishment.
Oh,
so they're
God.
Saying that Trump is going to be just another Russia hater.
Right.
He's been co-opted.
They're saying, Rush Limbaugh is saying the CIA is mimicking the hacking Russia did.
Oh, false
they're
flagging.
They're mimicking
yeah.
it. Meaning they're pretending to be Russia.
Right.
Who the fuck? What kind of masterminds do they think are in our government running it? I mean, really? Our CIA is pretending to be Russia and hacking into our own elections. To what end? I mean, why would they be doing that anyway? To get Trump elected? They hate him.
It's all Doesn't so make, bizarre. And yeah. then Maddow's been on stuff almost every night about with the theme of, you know, this might be an ongoing campaign
yeah.
still, an ongoing mission from the Russians because with the State Department and the CIA, she's like, okay, wait a second. All of a sudden, two of Putin's biggest rivals in our, two of the big institutions that
yes.
are against him in our government
right
are the State Department and the CIA
oh, so
and now all of a sudden Rex Tillerson who got the distinguished
I don't even
Russia
understand.
Loves you medal from Putin a few
yeah.
years ago
he's our Secretary of State
and they've vanished
he's not even made he's not making any appearances.
Kushner we did the story a couple days ago we read about that Kushner seems to be making State Department decisions, and they're not even having State Department officials in these meetings.
So
they're gelding the State Department, and
doesn't the State Department have like valuable information?
Well, career diplomats.
You know,
Maddow had on a dude last night. Yeah. It was 40 years, six presidents he lived through, and he was just so good at what he did. He was a
yeah.
Russia expert. That everybody kept him on. He was one of these
yeah.
career guys that, you know, you're not supposed to go in and purge everybody.
Oh, God.
And then
we want that guy working for us.
He decided when Trump got elected and he saw it was coming in, he decided 40 years was good enough. And
yeah.
he failed.
I mean, why do you want to go out with this guy?
He said they didn't ask him to stay.
Oh.
So.
A guy that's worked there 40 years?
And that's what. When they say the establishment, but these are also the people who know what's going on.
Right. And if a guy has worked in the State Department for 40 years, don't you think he's good at his job? Don't you think he's not just a yes
well,
man
I would
just,
yeah.
from the Obama administration? These guys got
right.
integrity, you know? 40 years. Down the drain. Nobody, you know, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, he retired.
Right.
You know, he didn't. I think he's in 70s. So I think he's retiring. It's just that time. It's not like he was a younger person who was really totally pushed out, but I think he just thought, well, they're not asking me to stay, so I think I'm going to bail, given what he saw coming in. Go ahead.
I was saying there's not a lot of seniority in that State Department now, right?
And then there's that CIA thing, where isn't it convenient that WikiLeaks finally finds a treasure trove of CIA documents?
Oh, yeah.
That by releasing them is going to undermine the ability for the CIA to engage in their cyber dealios.
Shit. God.
Coincidence, huh?
Oh, yes. There are no coincidences, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's no divine intervention. It's Faithless Friday, baby.
Yeah. Jeff Sessions. Wow, something just dropped.
Yes.
Jeff Sessions asks dozens of U.S. attorneys appointed by Obama to resign.
Oh, shit.
They say it is customary, but not automatic.
Right.
For U.S. attorneys responsible for prosecuting federal clients, federal crimes to leave their position.
Okay.
It looks like he is outwardly seeking the resignations of 46 appointed during Obama's administration.
So they want 46 people to resign.
Yes. Many have already left.
God.
Said 48 stayed on in the first weeks of the Trump administration, were asked to leave in order to ensure a uniform transition. But this is that deep state they're claiming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, these guys are the ones actually pulling the strings.
Right, because
they're not letting Schittler do his bidding.
Right, they're not letting them commit crimes. So if it's a deep state.
You don't think Schittler's regime is committing crimes right now? Holy fuck. The deep state, they need to kick it into high gear, right?
It says it's customary, not automatic, for the country's 93 U.S. attorneys to leave their positions once a new president is in office. So I guess it's not that big of a change.
Right.
But I guess they usually ask them to hang on until they're replaced. And this time, they're just getting rid of them all in one swoop.
Because they want the government to operate. I mean, you know.
I guess they're trying to purge. Remember early on, they were trying to get names of...
Oh, yeah. They wanted names of people that worked for, like, I don't know.
Climate change. They were
marriage
working
equality.
On climate change and shit. Yeah. I think they're going to try.
God.
The media will lose their minds.
Yeah.
If they start a real purge like that.
What is Trump's goal, man? Is to have his whole administration ran on a lie? Climate change doesn't exist.
Many lies. Bernie Sanders. Trump lies all the time. That's the headline over at The Guardian.
Shit.
There you go. Putin's jealous.
Boo.
And the Kremlin scaling back on their effusive coverage.
How
of Don Jay.
Explain to me how that tyrant is so fucking sensitive.
Which one?
Trump's getting more coverage than me in the state-run media.
Well, that's what they're sad little men. Ultimately.
All you gotta do is call down there and say, hey, put more stories of me than Trump up.
They're sad, insecure little men.
You know what?
At their core.
Whoever works at RT, was it Russian TV? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Man, big fail, dude. You should know that your job is to put a lot of stories up about Putin, suck his dick a lot, and not be too interested in this other guy that's not Putin. You're in state-run media, motherfucker. How could you not put up enough stories about
Putin? RT is not ostensibly...
Oh, okay.
State-run media. They claim to be a world network, network that's independent. But they do say that they offer an alternative view to Western news.
Are they like our Breitbart?
Breitbart's our Breitbart. But I think they are, internationally, they're not highly regarded.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe. I think they think nobody's fooled. By the fact that it's fucking Russia. It says Russia TV.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, it's not really official.
But, you know, you think about the context, though. If you grew up in Europe or in Russia, the Cold War, it's probably pretty amazing to have Russian TV right now compared to what they used to have. compared to what the state-run media used to be like.
Yeah, I guess,
I imagine it's progressed. It's not as fucking...
Well, especially if you're not in the old Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah.
Anymore.
Right.
Uncle Nipples is working on that one, though.
Oh, yes. He's working on his nipples.
He'd love to bring some back into the fold.
Oh, yes. Does he wax his chest? Yes or no?
It looks like it, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's just not very hirsute.
Yeah, I have... I've never seen a leader walk around without his shirt off, with his shirt off more often than this guy. All the time.
I think Justin Trudeau, there's a few pictures of him.
Oh, God.
Every time he goes to the beach or something, he whips off his shirt.
Hey, relax with the yoga, Justin. I see you at these meetings doing the plank and the fucking sun salutations.
Downward dog.
Yeah, yes, that's his favorite.
I've got... a little bit of tape here. This is, last weekend.
Yes.
Assholes across America apparently were getting together to try to counter protest and celebrate Orange Schittler.
Okay.
Dozens of people gathered in certain areas.
Dozens? Oh, dozens. Man.
Others significantly less.
God.
Like, there was one picture I saw where it was... I think it was literally a guy.
Yeah, one dude.
It was a dude with a sign.
One fucking dude.
Waving at cars.
Oh, man.
He was like the organizer.
Right.
And put out a Facebook thing. We're having a Trump rally at this time. And
this guy.
Well, Maricopa County, you may have heard of that.
Maricopa. Is that in Florida?
Maricopa, I think, is Arizona, isn't it? Isn't that...
is that what's-his-face's county? Joe Arpaio?
I think that might be Joe Arpaio.
What a fucking piece of shit that guy is. Remember Trump howling about Arpaio, how much he loved the guy when he was running for president? Oh, so gross.
Maricopa County, Arizona.
Who could love that guy?
Arpaio?
Yeah, he is a piece of fucking shit, man.
Angry white people who hate Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
Noted. Right?
Right, yeah, makes sense.
It was Maricopa County that Joe Arpaio, was the sheriff of, who fortunately the people at least saw a little bit of the light.
Right.
He's the little cuddle bear that, had started putting, prisoners in pink jumpsuits humiliate them.
Bread and water, right?
Literal bread and water. He had a little, federales come and talk to him,
God,
saying, you can't do the bread and water thing. We're not fucking, it's not Deadwood.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Bread and water.
Right.
I mean, that is nuts. Was it, what was that movie that, Steve McQueen, escaped from prison? Papillon.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
It is not Papillon.
The Great Escape is another one.
Yeah.
Papillon is the one that he does a, like a motorcycle jump or something?
I don't know.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Maricopa County was, I guess it has the reputation of being the Trumpiest.
Okay.
Maricopa County gave Trump getting a glare on my screen.
Oh, shit.
The most votes of any country or of any county in the U.S.
Oh, shit.
So, I got it. So, it was just that something down the corner that I couldn't see in a certain spot.
God, there must be so many shitheads there. That's the worst place on the planet.
So, last weekend, they actually had hundreds show up for the We Love Trump deal, including heavily armed militiamen.
Oh, God, open carry motherfuckers.
White nationalists. And a couple of elected officials.
These guys aren't even open carry motherfuckers. This is like militia guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
White nationalists with guns.
So here at the Raw Store, it says, the ensuing March for Trump was as horrifying as it sounds. a congressman for Arizona,
right?
Anthony Kern was there. And he said... I heard lock her up, and we still need to pursue that.
Good God.
He announced to the crowd.
Wait, who was the big star at the Trump rally? This guy?
This guy's their congressman.
Oh, okay.
I heard lock her up, we still need to pursue that.
God damn. Who's pursuing that?
One attendee shouted, "If you don't like it here, go to Syria. Go to someplace else."
What a fucking asshole.
Another one said, "I don't want them. As a veteran, I don't want them. Let them go back home. If they've got a problem, let Saudi Arabia take care of them."
Jesus Christ. Where's the compassion, man?
Well, here is a brave journalist from the Real News Network named Dan Cohen.
I mean, I don't think in America you've ever had a city that's been bombed all to hell and back, and then you have to leave the country, put all your shit in a plastic bag, and go to a refugee camp.
It's like
God.
America is bombed and napalmed and chemical warfared, and we try to go up to Canada, and, and they're like, fuck you, get out.
Yeah.
We don't want you. God. Which I wouldn't blame them at this point. Yeah. They probably wouldn't.
It's cold up there, though.
He's up there hugging the refugees.
Of course.
That are showing up.
What? Why aren't we doing that, man?
Because we have people in power who...
Stupid.
Who run on hate.
Right. But it's paranoia. It's not even real.
Here is these Trump supporters. Here's a little bit of the rally.
Oh, God.
Lock her up. And we still need to pursue that.
Throughout his rise to the White House, Trump capitalized on fear and hatred of Muslims and Mexicans, promising to enact draconian measures against them.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Perhaps nowhere is...
Did you notice the people starting that applause early? Since the beginning, he's had toadies that they hire to applaud for him.
They're planted in the audience?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Do they have like a script?
And even when they go to, I think it's just, love him. And even when they go to, like when he went to that CIA thing, remember? And he gave that horrific speech in front of the wall of honoring people killed.
The memorial.
There were even toadies that people said they didn't know who they were. He brought them. And that were standing along, and they were the ones applauding.
People?
The CIA guys weren't the ones applauding when he would say, "And we had a great victory, didn't we? We had a great victory. Oh, yeah, Mr. Trump, oh, we love you, we love you." They and the CIA guys were looking at each other like, who the fuck are those assholes over there?
God.
So sad.
Yeah, yeah. Sad.
Misinformation, propaganda. Right. Here's a little more of this guy's report.
United States.
Perhaps nowhere is that xenophobia more pronounced than Maricopa County, Arizona, where Trump won more votes than any other county in the country.
It's America. We don't want Sharia law. It's a Christian country.
We don't have Sharia law. We're a Christian country.
Well, I mean, he's half right. We don't have Sharia law.
Right.
And it's not on the horizon.
Nor do we have Christian Sharia law.
No, not yet.
He's wearing a t-shirt that says Blue Lives Matter.
Right,
with
of course.
Inexplicably with an AK-47.
Okay.
I think.
What?
Or no, you know, it's an AR-15. It's an AR, and he's got a hat. He's got a MAGA hat on.
Right. I mean, what?
I don't understand the AR-15.
I don't either.
Blue Lives Matter, and then a picture of an AR-15. What is that?
I think this guy is stupid fucking redneck. It means fuck you. That's what all this shit means from these Trumpalos.
So you're in support of the police.
Right. Okay.
Why then a picture of an AR-15?
A picture or just the AR-15?
No, it's a silhouette.
Oh.
It says Blue Lives Matter and then a silhouette of an AR-15.
Maybe that's the cop's gun or something.
Any other county in the country.
It's America. We don't want Sharia law. It's a Christian country.
If you don't like it here, go to Syria. Go to someplace else.
The March for Trump drew Phoenix area locals, heavily armed militiamen, and white nationalists outspoken on preserving their narrow vision of American culture.
I don't want them. As a veteran, I don't want them. Let them go back home where their home is. If they're so, if they've got a problem, let Saudi Arabia take care of them.
Yeah, I know that circumstance. Build the wall. That's cool.
This is a white kid, 13. I was the one chanting, build the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Got a problem. Let Saudi Arabia take care of him.
Yeah, I know that circumstance. Build the wall. That's cool.
How old are you?
13. She really is that Jewish. She should go back to her country.
God damn.
I'm 13. If she really is that Jewish, she should go back to her country.
Who is she?
Good job, Mom and Dad.
Who is she? Who's
one of the one of the protesters.
Oh my God.
Counter protesters talking about all the anti-Semitism. So he says, if she's that Jewish, why doesn't she go back to her country?
That's like the worst thing you could say.
Lovely 13-year-old lad.
God, see, that's so depressing.
Wonderful,
dude.
Wonderful product of Maricopa County.
That's a child. That guy's
been abused.
Hopeless. Right.
He has been mentally abused by hate-filled asshole parents.
That's cool.
How old are you?
13. She really is that Jewish. She should go back to her country, the girl right there.
Where are the gay pride events in Gaza? I have a gay friend who'd like to go to one.
I'm American. Yeah.
That was a big fat white guy with a bullhorn saying, "Where's the gay pride parade on Gaza?"
What does that mean?
Apparently maybe somebody criticized criticized Israel.
Yeah, man.
Because God forbid you criticize what Israel's doing in Gaza. That means that obviously you support all Muslims and all terrorists. And all their anti-gay homophobia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Trumpanzee logic.
That's so fucked up.
They need to assimilate. They do not want to assimilate.
Why do you think there are so few people of color here?
Well, actually, I haven't noticed, but maybe if you point it out, maybe because they're scared.
This is a person of color wearing a Hillary for prison shirt.
Oh, my God.
And the question was, why do you think there's so few people of color here? And he's like, well, you hear him. He's an idiot.
Well, actually, I haven't noticed, but maybe if you point it out, maybe because they're scared. They don't want to stand up for their white fellow people. It took white people standing up for us to get us through the civil rights movement.
Oh,
how does that make sense?
Sheep shit.
God
holy
damn.
Fuck. I've got some black friends that would love to talk to this guy. Holy fucking shit. It took the white people to help us through the civil rights movement.
God.
Oh, my.
Hey, listen. And then you know what the white people also did? They helped you come over to America you had the civil rights movement.
I would personally love to thank the Alabama state trooper who cracked John Lewis on the skull
for
helping him.
You're showing us the way.
The guys that sicked the dogs on black people and hit them with water cannons and sprayed them with tear gas. That's thanks. Thank you, white people, for helping them through the civil rights. Oh, this guy's... God, I mean, I'm a white guy and I can call this guy an Uncle Tom, right?
Yeah, he's an
asshole.
Maybe
I can get a dispensation from our brown brothers and sisters.
These dudes are fucking Nazis.
Holy fucking shit, this guy.
This is fascism, right? You got a bunch of... fucking, I don't know what these people are. Poor white Trumpalos blaming all their problems on like Syrian refugees, Jewish people, minorities.
Yeah, what's going on in Maricopa County?
It's Arizona, I guess. I mean, I don't know. God, how disgusting.
I mean, it's got Phoenix. It's a big county. Holy shit, Arpaio was the fucking... I always thought that Arpaio was... In a little bit more obscure county, but I guess I never realized that Arizona, Maricopa is fucking Phoenix. It's 4 million people in Maricopa County. Holy
that's
shit!
A big old fucking city, man.
So that's a really good sign then.
Yeah,
that Arpaio got his ass kicked.
Right.
Right.
Oh yeah,
that's a good sign.
Who? He got primary. He got beaten.
Beaten.
Yeah.
But I think the guys. I don't know if they run on Republican versus Democrat.
With the sheriff?
I think they just run. Yeah, I think they run non-partisan. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, we had this sheriff. I was growing up in Georgia. He used to talk about corruption. This guy, you know, in Douglas County in Georgia, in the middle of nowhere, you know, we'd have these parades. And, you know, 4th of July parade, whatever. And this is how the sheriff would participate in the parade. But he wouldn't, you know, ride on the back of a truck and wave to people. He wouldn't be on a float.
Horse?
He would roll in on a fucking limousine. And when he drove by, when he was driven by people, he would roll his window down just a crack and sort of point his finger and wave.
How do you even know it was him?
God, I'm trying to remember.
He could have said, why don't you do the limo for me today? Just stick your finger out and waggle at him.
I mean, how many limos are... You know, around there.
These sheriffs are all mostly fucking creepy.
Oh, this guy was so corrupt, too. This one in Douglas County. He had prisoners build his house. prison labor, came out and built this fucking house.
I may have known a Democrat sheriff.
Oh, yes?
Who, there might have been some shady dealings.
Right.
Allegedly, I don't know.
Jeez.
In
Chicago?
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, you were friends with this person or whatever? You're trying not to give out details.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Alleged. Hyperbole.
Give us civil rights. It's going to take black people and colored people standing up for white people.
They helped give us civil rights.
I can't
get past that. What?
I don't even understand where does that dipshit get that idea from? Alex Jones. It's got to be Alex Jones or fucking, what's another loon? I don't know.
And you pick a Republican.
Michael Savage. This sounds like a Michael Savage kind of thing. That dirtbag.
We have white people saying Black Lives Matter, which is funded by George Soros, but they're saying Black Lives Matter. We got people out here supporting us colored people.
There's Soros. He went Soros within 30 seconds.
God damn it.
Went straight to Soros.
Yeah. Donna, see,
really? Where's
you see my car and my truck, and I don't have Mexico. What the hell?
I'm American.
Yeah. The Mexican culture, forget it. I'm still proud that I was born in Mexico. But you don't see...
This is a guy of Mexican descent.
Right.
Who's a Trumpansie.
Me waving the Mexican flag. You don't see me out there saying Viva Mexico.
You're not burning an American flag.
No. No.
You're happy to be here.
Yes. And I do not.
You're one of the good ones.
God,
you're happy to be
it.
Here. We'll accept you, Pedro.
It's a privilege.
And I do not.
Just don't, you know, move in next to us or anything. But, you know, you're cool.
This goes to show you that there's people in Mexico that are like Trump.
They're everywhere.
You know,
hopefully minorities.
Speak Spanish in public.
Leading the incitement against Latino immigrants was former sheriff of Pinal County, Paul Babiu. In 2012, Babiu allegedly threatened to deport his undocumented ex-lover, Jose Orozco, if he revealed the relationship.
More important than illegals.
Wait a second.
What is going on? What is that?
Hold the phone.
I didn't understand that.
This guy, one of the speakers there.
Yes.
Paul Babo. Is the name.
I love that name. Paul Babo. Sounds like a guy that cuts hair.
American politician, Republican. He was at one point sheriff of Pinal County, P-I-N-A-L.
Pinal.
Pinal?
Oh, it's
County.
Pinal. It's Pinal.
He ran for the House of Representatives.
Fuck you.
In the 4th District of Arizona.
Oh, God.
But withdrew and came out as gay after a personal controversy.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Let's hear this controversy now.
Gay in Arizona.
I don't remember this one. Do you?
Gay in Arizona sounds like a tough thing. I don't know. Depends on where you are, I guess.
He, I don't really have a lot of information about it. He dropped his bid and came out of as gay.
Yes.
He announced the former one-time representative. The following February, undocumented immigrant Joe Orozco claimed Babo and he had been lovers.
Okay.
Since meeting in 2006 on an online dating site.
Oh, shit.
He claimed Babo had known he was an undocumented immigrant while they were lovers.
Oh.
At odds with Babo's views on immigration policy. Well, here, another typical fucking hypocrite. How many of these people have been shown to have undocumented help.
Yeah. People, housekeepers.
Right.
Nannies.
After the relationship ended.
Right.
He claimed, Orozco claims that Babo threatened him with deportation to guarantee his silence.
Oh, shit.
How's that? I'm running for Republican. Don't tell anybody I sucked your dick or I'm going to deport you.
I'm sending you to Guatemala. That's fucking insane. What a bully. Jeez.
He says that he has this copies of emails and texts that corroborate that threat.
Imagine deporting somebody that maybe in some point in your life has given you a blowjob. I can't even wrap my mind around that. I'd feel horrible.
He came out as gay. The Babo came out as gay, saying his sexual orientation was the only factual statement from the allegations. He stepped down as he was co-chair of Mitt Romney's campaign in Arizona.
Okay.
Received continued support from John McCain, though. But he did drop his congressional bid
in May of that year.
Sad.
And instead went back to get reelected to sheriff and got reelected.
So. Oh, he's a sheriff. Okay. Well, there you go. Congratulations, everybody. Good job, Arizona. Damn.
There was an investigation.
Yes.
The Arizona Solicitor General exonerated him. They said the investigation determined he did not commit any criminal violations and further concluded that although Orozco conducted himself in a manner that may constitute a violation of the law, there was no reasonable likelihood of conviction on anything more than a misdemeanor charge. What did Orozco do?
He didn't do anything, right? Did he eat threat?
Well, he's undocumented.
Yeah.
And the other guy threatened him with deportation if he talked.
I mean, that sounds fucking illegal.
I don't know that it is.
How do you think that argument went? Oh, yeah? I'm going to have you deported, motherfucker.
If you talk, God, damn. Yeah.
How many people is he threatened that with, by the way?
Bebo?
Yeah, I mean, is that something...
If he's out banging undocumented immigrants.
I mean, that just sounds like... That just doesn't sound like something that you just think of off the top of your head.
So there's
I don't know.
Yeah. There's a little taste
right.
of what goes on at a Maricopa County
literally
Trump rally. It's yeah. it's
horrendous.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about sewer. Oh. These people are horrific. A 13-year-old yeah. kid is like, she likes Jews so much she should go back to her country.
Who's a kid, man?
A 13-year-old.
That kid's fucked unless something amazing happens and maybe he'll study theater and meet some, you know, open-minded people in college, sure. you know, become enlightened.
Yeah, there's hope.
Yeah.
There's always hope.
Your border as a likely avenue of reproach.
You see, our militia's out here. They're out here volunteering their time when they could be working right now.
What are they?
You see our militias. She's almost crying. You see our militias out here. They could be out working right now, but they're out here.
They're out here.
She's waving a flag. She's got a flag shirt.
They're out here fucking bringing their guns and just making it more likely that someone will get shot. I wish they would go work.
So the flag on her shirt.
Yes.
Has a circle of stars.
Right.
In the star field.
Right.
Within that.
Yes.
Is a cutaway view of a 6 shooters.
Oh,
barrel.
God.
Not barrel. Yeah, yeah. The
I don't know what that. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not into guns. Sorry.
The
chamber.
Okay.
The fucking place where the bullets go. Right.
The thing that spins around.
Sounds like chamber.
I'll think about it. I'll think of it
barrel.
In a minute.
Barrel. It's the barrel.
No, the barrel is the
So you put the bullets
the
in
the revolver part.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
The spindle. I think it's called the spindle.
The part that revolves.
Right.
Whatever the fuck. With the that you put the bullets in.
Right.
But that's her shirt. And then it says dead money.
What in the fuck does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
My God, these GOP people, they're weird shit, man. You know, listen, you look at it, you know that's hateful. Whatever that is, that's shitty. I don't know what yeah. it is though.
He's killed the TPP.
Nobody has respect for our servicemen. They might not be government affiliated, but they're still servicemen.
Nobody has respect for our servicemen. Now, they might not be government affiliated. She's talking about these assholes
see,
in
the
camo that they're showing on camera right now. Armed to the T, you would swear they're soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
I would assume they are actual active military. They're dressed in full fatigues, full battle helmets.
Right.
Flak vests or whatever the fuck you call
dude,
them, bulletproof vests.
These guys go out and train, and they go out in the woods and shit and do maneuvers. Like, they're under attack. I saw this thing on Vice Television about these militias.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, they're terrifying. They are armed to the fucking teeth.
They're not government affiliated.
Working right now.
He's killed the TTP.
Nobody has respect for our servicemen.
Oh, by the
way,
she's got a big gun on her hip.
Oh, okay.
Government affiliated, but they're still servicemen. And they still work their butts off to make sure this country is safe. They might not tell you who they are, and that's because they're protecting their people. So, and I stand behind them.
Build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
It's a Trump pen that talks.
Oh, I was gonna say, is that an animatronic?
It's a pen.
Trump, oh, a pen.
You can press the you press the button. And Trump
Good
talks.
God, there's merch where he's saying we're gonna build a wall.
That's what they're proud of. Yeah.
My God.
That's what Trump says.
He's a hero to these.
Mexico, hey, for that wall.
Proud as could be. I'm as happy as I've been
almost in my lifetime. And so I would do this every day from the rest of my life, to be honest with you.
At the podium, speaker.
So there you go.
Has that guy ever had sex? Has he ever had sex?
He's an old dude. He's an old white dude. He's probably got grandkids.
He's like, this is the best day of my fucking life.
There's a little sample.
You're surrounded by a bunch of rednecks with guns.
Of the Maricopa
County. Bunch of racists complaining about the Jews. This is the best day of his life, by the way. God damn.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Hey.
Here at Crab Diving. We let our secularism hang out a little bit more.
Hey, we're coming for you, Jeebus.
I've got a story here. There's a whole bunch of them. More shenaniganry going on.
Oh, yeah?
This is from the... Oh, well, let's do this one first.
Okay.
This isn't really Faithless Friday, but, you know, unless you're losing your faith in America.
Oh, yeah.
This video may cause you to.
Right.
This is out of North Carolina.
Fuck you.
We've got some eighth graders. We just heard from a 13-year-old. That's probably eighth grade, right?
Oh,
around
shit.
Freshman, eighth grade freshman around there.
Well, you get your driver's license in 10th grade. So that's 16, at least where I'm from. That would make 15 and 14 like ninth grade. You'd be 13 when you're in eighth grade, right?
Yeah, I think so. Around
do
there.
The math.
He was the kid saying, you know, if she's so Jewish, she should go back to her country.
Oh, my God.
In the last clip. Well, this time we've got three eighth graders.
Okay.
So around the same age group.
Oh, man.
Three little sunshine from North Carolina have been suspended.
Okay.
Because they posted a video.
Racist. Oh, God.
Leesville Road Middle School students posted a video described by their principal as, quote, a racist rant. On a music app that was widely circulated before they pulled it down. Of course, it's all over the internet now.
Imagine if you're their parents. I'm like, what did you do? That is ridiculous. You know, it's these fucking iPhones. Everybody has a little camera, can produce anything they want. Even these little racist rat rugs. Rug rats.
Rat whatever. Rugs. Yeah, not a great, not great in the hands of kids. And shame on the parents for... You know, I guess you can't police every second of what your kids are doing.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't know if at 13 I would advocate a kid having unlimited access to a cell phone.
Fuck no.
Do you know what I mean? Is that
fuck
crazy?
No, not at all. And by the way, I mean, you think about it like this. Once they get that cell phone, whenever that is, they are never going to stop looking at that cell phone until they're fucking
dead.
Worm food.
Yeah.
Let them be a kid. Honestly.
Here, I think if I can find the actual beginning of it. This is a whole news story about it, but I just want to find a little clip. They did bleep it.
Right.
So, you know, insert the N-word.
Great.
Video violates those standards, and its message will not be condoned in our school.
It's the principal. She put out a robocall. Here's the actual video.
2-minute-long message goes on to say that the students, whose faces were visible in the original post, have been identified and appropriately disciplined. The principal also says... Oh,
okay, I went to the wrong spot. Here we go.
Several minority groups, and in the process, use derogatory terms for blacks and Latinos.
Here in America, we don't accept Jews, Arabs, or all back to the fields of Alabama.
Oh my God! How old are these kids?
If you're in America, we don't accept the niggers as well as Jews, Arabs, or Hispanics.
Okay.
The girl then says, "Go back to the fields of Alabama. Go back to the factories in Mississippi.
Ah,
you don't deserve freedom."
Oh jeez, who the fuck do these kids think they are?
Well, and again, I'm not blaming these kids.
No,
one iota. I'm blaming every single fucking adult that these kids live with. Well, the shitheads kids live with.
You're making an assumption that their parents are just horrendous racist monsters.
You think? Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
And Latinos.
Here in America, we don't accept Jews, Arabs, or all back to the fields of Alabama. Go back to the factories in Mississippi. You don't deserve freedom. Preach!
Good God.
KKK.
Today we caught up with Lou.
Then they started chanting KKK. KKK.
Go back to the fields in Alabama.
The teens, two boys and a girl, then started chanting KKK.
How do they discipline these kids? What do? Give them a lobotomy?
Some parent ratted on them.
Yeah.
Brought the video, which was made off campus.
Oh, good for that parent.
Well, it's probably their kid probably saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, what the hell is that? They're probably a responsible parent who's checking what their kid's doing online.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah. That's terrifying, man.
The interview, I watched the news story about it, the local news story.
Yes.
And they interview a mom there. And she hadn't heard about it, actually. She didn't get the robocall. And she's like, they showed her the video, and she's like, oh, my God. She goes, are these students from here? And she's really got a great attitude about it. She goes, if these were my kids, there would need to be some really significant...
No more smartphones.
Some significant training and education going on.
No more smartphones until you're fucking smart.
But
God damn it.
I'm sure they got suspended. I'm sure their parents were just like, I can't believe they got suspended just for saying the N-word. What about their First Amendment right?
Hey, freedom of speech, not freedom of consequences, right?
That's what I think the parents are like of those kids. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I have a feeling the racist turds don't fall far from the tree.
God.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes kids flip from their parents' ideology, but
that's true.
From the influence of kids at school and shit. But
that takes a lot, though. Doesn't that take a lot? That takes, like, probably moving away from home, finding a whole different group of people to be around, you know?
Yeah.
Becoming enlightened at some point. I mean, shit. That's a tall order for these little idiots.
You got to find a college where they can...
Who's going to enlighten these idiot kids?
But it doesn't always work. Ted Cruz is educated as fuck.
Yeah.
Look at how heinous, what a heinous conservative he is.
What do you think they did to discipline these kids?
Says they were suspended.
Suspended,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. God. And they're going to...
go to some program
now they've screwed the whole school because now the whole school has to sit through some increased tolerance training, which I fully support.
I don't know. Where is this now?
North Carolina.
Okay, they all need to sit through that. Why not? Can't fucking hurt.
Every
man.
Day.
Shit.
There should be a tolerance class every morning.
Ah.
That's
amazing.
But the little trans kid can't use the bathroom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't.
And that's our
North
government.
Carolina. Yep.
That is our government saying that. Imagine who that emboldens. You know, you see a trans kid going into the wrong restroom or whatever. I'm going to go take care of that myself.
Oh, God. You know, after that, the Trump rally thing I played, I didn't even talk about a couple of the quotes that are, I didn't even get to them because it's like 8 minutes long, that whole video. One guy said, an Oath Keeper.
Yes.
Oath Keeper. This is one of the fatigued up carrying militia dicks. The Oath Keeper yelled at a small group of protesters.
Yes.
I just want to let them know I can't wait for the liberal genocide to begin. That's the way to make America great again, he told this reporter. Liberals are destroying the country.
Oh, yes. Jeez.
So he doubled down when asked about it.
Liberals.
Genocide.
Are we going to rallies with AR-15s, with guns? Are we going there and say, hey, the Jewish people should go back to where they came from? Are we...
this guy should ask him if he's a Christian.
Up. Oh, yes. Absolutely. You know this motherfucker believes in Jesus.
And then would somehow justify it and say, well, progressives are anti-God, so
absolutely.
They should be smited.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to have prayer in school. They don't want this. They don't want that. But would Jesus do any of this horrible shit you're talking about? I don't know.
Well, somebody that does do a lot of horrible shit.
Yes.
That we always talk about.
Ooh.
We did a little jig of joy.
Okay.
And celebrated thanks to the universe when Gordon Klinging Shit of Colorado lost his most recent bid for election.
We had an official crab diving dance break.
Even in
right, Kate?
Batshit Colorado Springs-ish area, I think is where he's from. Which is so weird. God. Colorado seems so progressive and liberal, and then there's, you know, those parts where they elect Gordon Klingon shit for one term.
Am I right to understand that when you fly into Colorado, I do believe it's Colorado Springs, there's all those fucking mountains, and it makes landing there so...
Denver?
Unpleasant. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's just so bumpy, man. They got to figure that shit out.
I like that airport, though.
Ugh. Why?
No, I mean, just the layout of the airport itself.
I don't even know about the layout of the airport. All I know is when I get there, it sounds like the plane's going to fall out of the fucking sky.
You're white knuckling it.
The layout. Oh, look, there's a fucking Wetzel's Pretzel right over there. So convenient.
Tweet us during the show if you like, @crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. Celeste tweeted us 14 minutes ago, smoked a joint in Jane Russell's hot tub in Sedona in 85 once.
Damn.
Apparently at one point.
Expound.
Arizona was rocking.
Yeah.
And Jane Russell was floating in a hot tub in Sedona.
She was in a hot tub with
Jane
Russell.
Good for you, Celeste. That's awesome. Well, she didn't say that. She said she was in her hot tub. She didn't say Jane was with her.
Oh, okay.
She may have. I'm sure she was there.
Jeez.
That's funny. That's awesome.
There's a lot there.
Tweet us during the show @crabdiving or anytime.
There's more to that story.
CRABDIVING. Follow @ Celeste Pewter. Get the story.
Yeah.
Tweet her. Speaking of Gordon, we were talking about Gordon Klingon shit. Former Colorado lawmaker, inexplicably.
Oh, God, this guy's such a heinous fuckface.
Former Navy chaplain, kind of run out because he's a dick.
And he can't do his job.
And he... Now is just doing, he's back to doing his Pray in Jesus' Name.
Oh, shit.
YouTube show.
Okay.
And he's responding here to an article.
Right.
We might have talked about this. I think we did. This is a parent filed a suit against a high school in Pennsylvania that resulted in the removal of the ridiculous giant Ten Commandments monument that had been installed in front of the school. A public school.
A big slab of concrete.
Here is Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Fuck you.
Reacting to that story.
Oh, God.
Let's take a moment and discern the spirits.
And these are people, again, these are the Dominionists, the fucking evangelicals who want to, well, they want, the last guy probably thinks he's an evangelical, that Oath Keeper. Aren't they religiously based also?
I
know the oath
so.
Has to do with the military.
God.
We're talking about oath, but. I think a lot of them are real Jesus-y.
What is he saying, by the way? Let's take a moment to discern the spirit. Klingon shit. Let's take a moment to discern the spirit.
He's a wordsmith.
That's some hoogity boogity, isn't it?
He's checking the spirit's prostate.
Is he?
Take a moment and discern the spirits. In this story, you see human actors. Here's this woman and her daughter, and you see the Ten Commandments, and you have the school district and their officials, and there's lawyers involved on both sides. Where are the spirits in this story? Where's the spirit of God? Where are the demonic spirits?
What is he talking about?
I have no fucking idea. Where are my spirits at, baby? Where's the demonic spirits? What does he mean?
I mean, if you're a believer like him, I think you're pretty clear as to what side the demonic spirits are on and to what side the spirit of God is on.
Is he confused? Is he confused on which side God is on?
I don't know. Maybe he gets to a point.
Where are the demonic spirits? You can tell by looking at the morality of the human actors involved. For example, we know from the Bible that God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, including thou shalt not kill and other things. Now, these are good ideas
and
that we ought to teach children. That's kind of the purpose of...
Like, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no gods before me. Don't make any graven images.
Right.
These are things we better teach children. Killings, you know, that one. That's a good one.
By the way, the Ten Commandments hang at the Crab Diving Studios. But what we did that was smart, we didn't bring a big concrete slab in. It's laminated. It's just a piece of paper that's laminated. It's tacked with a single tack right above the shitter.
Yeah, it's like a big mat, breakfast mat from Denny's.
Yeah, it's easy.
We ought to teach children. That's kind of the purpose of education in some ways, is to teach them morality. And yet, here is this little girl. And God bless her. Maybe she's put up to it by her atheist mother or the atheist lawyers or whatever. But this little girl has a violent reaction to something in the Ten Commandments.
She doesn't have a violent reaction to Ten Commandments. She shows up at school, and there is a religious monument that she does not believe in.
Dude.
Staring at her.
And not it's not really a monument. It's commandments.
And it's creepy.
It's directions. It's saying you must do this.
And there's no reason for it to be there. None, yeah. None.
What is that thing inside of her?
They're saying it's morality. That those kids see that every day. And they say, oh, wow, I'm not going to covet my neighbor's wife tonight. Because I saw that earlier. I'm not going to fuck the cheerleader under the bleachers.
Yeah. That's a thing with religion, right? You always have to be reminded of the rules
that you don't follow.
So you don't fuck up and burn in hell, right?
That you don't follow. And then you just go every week and throw some money in a bowl and you're washed clean until next week.
You know, the one thing that might
work Catholic
is that magic underwear shit.
What do you mean?
Look at the magic underwear that makes you remember not to cheat on your wife or whatever, or your partner. You know,
is that what that's for?
Yeah. It's supposed to remind you you're of the Mormon temple or some bullshit like that. And I guess they're really hard to get off.
So I think, Mormons or
yes.
the
oh yes
or their underwear oh okay.
I don't know for Mormons, but I imagine it ain't hard to get them off. There's some repressed people there. You better watch out. Better put some protective goggles on.
Why don't they just wear a ring like everybody else?
Because the underwear that is magic.
Oh, if you get past the ring magic,
yeah. Well, it's oppressive.
The underwear is like another is like Trump's wall.
Well, it's oppressive,
right?
It's religion. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So silly.
That's the wall.
Don't like extreme Orthodox Jews fuck with a sheet between them with a hole in it, like a cloth glory hole.
What do you think?
People are so fucked up,
so stupid. Believing in something that there's no proof for it. I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but really,
violent reaction to something in the Ten Commandments. What is that thing inside of her, or more specifically inside of her mother, and certainly inside of the Freedom From Religion Foundation lawyers?
Certainly.
What is that thing inside of them that hates the word of God so much that it causes them to have psychological injury and trauma?
Oh, my God.
It marginalizes them and shows them that they are not considered to be equals to the other little rugrats that are scurrying into the school that believe in the Jesus.
Yeah, listen to him.
And if it's a Jesus school,
yeah,
fine. If it's a public school that we are paying for,
sit and spin.
I would want my little secular atheist kid to not be proselytized to by your Christian bullshit.
You don't want your kid to walk into school and, look at this big fucking thing. What do I do with this?
Right.
Weird rules on it. It's commandments.
Injury and trauma. Well, it's not the school district. It's the demonic spirit inside of them.
Oh.
Meanwhile, imagine a statue of the Quran.
Okay.
You talk about visceral reactions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, people would lose their fucking mind.
Right. And who has the visceral reactions when they rightfully take these monstrosities off of public lands?
Fuck you. Oh, yeah. You know what? His line of reasoning here is kind of dangerous because he's saying that the problem is with this girl. She's got something demonic inside of her that makes her hate the Ten Commandments. So, like...
Well, absolutely, those evil Wisconsin lawyers do.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you're gay, there's something evil inside you that makes you reject the Bible or some bullshit like that.
The school district, it's the demonic spirit inside of them. That is what needs deliverance and healing. And honestly, they should have more exposure to the Ten Commandments so that they would be free from their demonic influence.
Is it a spell? Again, this is like, it's like when I used to play Dungeons and Dragons. It's a protection spell, apparently.
Mecha-hiney-ho. So stupid.
Or some kind of magic. If they keep walking past it, they're not going to want to suck a dick.
Yeah. What spell is that?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It prevents my lips from forming around a cock. It's something like that.
Amazing. So these are the people who are now emboldened.
Ooh.
And they're not totally in charge because, again, I don't think Trump gives fuck all.
No.
If he ended up losing the support of the evangelicals to the point where he couldn't get them back, you'd never hear the word God or Bible out of that asshole again.
Right.
If he discovered he didn't need them.
Right.
But Pence,
he's
on the other
way
hand,
into this shit, man.
Pence, on the other hand,
this is his jam.
Is to secularists like us is scary as fuck.
Oh yeah, he's gonna make America Christian again. But at least maybe we could undo the shit Pence would do, I guess.
Yeah, who kind knows? Of. Hopefully.
Well, he would be, you know, if it was President Pence, bleh, he would be repealing Obamacare, wouldn't he?
Oh, if he absolutely. Had a, if he most had a of everything House that's happening now Senate. Would be going on, yeah. Without Russia.
Without Russia. Russia makes it exciting.
They're going after the puss. They're going after they're going after health care. They're going after immigration, exactly, which would be happening. Would there be no wall? Trump is the only idiot who jumped on the wall thing. Oh, yeah.
Shove that wall up your asshole.
I've got, just to show that there's not ninnies everywhere. I mean, there are ninnies everywhere.
Fuck you.
This is out of Ireland.
Oh, shit.
The home country.
Right. You have dual citizenship there, right?
No,
you don't,
I don't
yet.
There's an Irish comedian.
Okay.
And apparently he was on the telly.
Hello.
On RTE television.
Okay.
And told a joke that for some reason got people all nuts, and they still have blasphemy laws on the fucking books in Ireland.
Okay.
It was something called The Late Late Show in Ireland.
Okay.
On RTE television. The comments were made by David Chambers. This is Irish comedy.
Right.
He goes by the name Blind Boy Boat Club.
What?
And
the
he's
fuck?
In a comedy group called The Rubber Bandits.
Yeah.
Rubber Bandits.
The Blind Boy Boat Club. I like that.
He said, I think this is what he said. I don't know a lot of young people who are in the church. Anyone who I know who goes to midnight mass, they're not going there for haunted bread.
Oh God, that's funny.
They're going because their grandmother's making them go, or their whole family is there. You know what I mean? Everyone who goes to midnight mass is half cut drunk anyway. haunted bread.
Right. I love that.
Is what got the panties all in a bunch.
Is he the first guy to say that, though?
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny. But it's
fucking hilarious. But are Catholics that fucking sensitive?
One of the other people, the host, said haunted bread is a great expression.
Oh, yeah.
Chambers said that's what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
The host said, I never thought of it as cannibalism, but when you think it through, maybe that's what's happening.
It is, right? Because the Catholics believe that through transubstantiation,
really
the bread actually turns into meat
the
of Jesus.
The actual body and blood of Christ. And I remember...
So you're eating it. That's fucked up, dude.
I remember having those combos in grammar school, Catholic grammar school, where it was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How are you explaining that to us? And I felt bad for the younger teachers that weren't nuns.
Right.
The nuns would be just like, shut up and that's what it is. Don't
burn
be blasphemous.
Right.
But the regular teachers were always like, well, you know, I mean, they're like, well, I don't want to eat that if it's actual flesh. Well, but it's, you know, it's not really, but it is. You say it is. Well, it is. Yeah. So then it's symbolic. No, it's not symbolic.
It's fucked up. And then what do
it's
they
very
do?
Very fucked up.
Then they tell you your dog's going to hell.
Well, no, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's...
They don't send your dog to hell. It just,
oh, I thought
it just
that was the
ceases
thing.
To exist. No.
Okay. Good news, Kate.
Limbo, like babies that haven't been baptized.
Good
what a
news,
warm
Kate.
And fuzzy religion.
So is Kate going to be floating around in some nebula? Is
gone.
Barking for treats?
No, gone.
Well, it's got to go somewhere.
Well, the same place I'm going.
Jesus shit. Are you going to the nebula? Okay. The flaming
So then
nebula.
Chambers said, the language doesn't want us to use critical thinking about it.
Fuck you.
But I mean, they're asking us to eat the ghost of a 2,000-year-old carpenter, you know?
Yeah.
And then, at the same time, he's not only a ghost, but he's actually real. So it's a ghost and it's human flesh at the same time, and he's 2,000 years old. And the host said, I can't tell you how melted my head is.
No.
A formal complaint was filed with the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Hear ye, hear ye.
By Father Kevin McNamara.
Oh, Jesus. That guy sounds Irish.
We live in an age where there's a great emphasis on the need for clean air, clean water, and healthy environment. But how much attention do we give to fostering a clean soul, heart, and mind?
Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know, dude. I mean, you gotta drink the water. You gotta breathe the fucking air.
It hurt me beyond words to see the Eucharist ridiculed on RTE's so-called flagship chat show.
Is the Eucharist the haunted bread? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
The Eucharist is the, I think after the magic is cast upon it.
Ejaculated?
Eucharist means Jesus, taint of Jesus.
Why do you guys have so many words for everything?
Well, it's Latin. I mean, really, shit. It's a lot of... It all comes from Latin stuff, right?
Eucharist? That doesn't sound like anything I want to eat. That sounds gross.
Or it's somebody who really likes the Milwaukee broadcaster.
Bob Uecker. What sitcom was he on? I was trying to think of that the other day.
Bob Uecker was on a sitcom?
He was the dad on a... Small Wonder. He was on Small Fucking Wonder.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
Oh, horrible show.
With the little robot kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I swear to fucking God, there is another show. I really think it was Small Wonder.
Wow.
That fucking guy, man. Brilliant, right? A middling baseball player. Finds his way into an announcing job.
Fuck, though.
And gets on a fucking sitcom. Plays a dad in a fucking sitcom.
He's a funny dude.
How many baseball players can do that? Have you heard these guys talk? Not many.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
The father fired off a investigation. Fired off a complaint.
Oh yes.
And there was an investigation.
Okay.
And according to the priest, here's the response he got.
Oh shit!
Blind Boy Boat Club was the first to reply, and he did so. That's the comic.
Okay.
And he did so in the language of his generation and his satirical character. I don't know what he was. He said the point he was making, to put the language to one side for a moment, was that in his view, people of his generation are not returning to the church. So he was being
Why are you turning off
sane.
The Irish?
Why yeah.
You, what, don't turn off the Irish dialect in the middle of the
Me?
Story. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the phrase haunted bread was certainly provocative. He used it to get a reaction, and indeed it did. I do not believe, however, that it was sacrilegious. It was, in my view, a linguistic phrase that encapsulates the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's going
you
on
sound
here.
Sound like guy that is, dude on Peaky Blinders or Binders, which is Binders or
it's,
Blinders.
It's a Northern Irish accent.
Sound like Sam Neill.
In conclusion, he said, in attempting to hear new voices on the Late Late Show, it's inevitable that some will not like what they hear.
Right. God damn, it's just all he said was it's haunted bread.
He did apologize. I accept that the phrase haunted bread had caused offense to some viewers. Has been seen by some as disrespectful or mocking. For that, I apologize. This is Ireland, so it's a different place. There's still a lot of Jesus in Ireland.
But aren't they, like, liberal with certain things, like fist fights and booze and things like that?
Well, and don't they have gay marriage? Didn't they have gay marriage before us?
I know not.
Maybe. So...
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
The RTE investigated it.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, they're not going to call it sacrilege, even though there is still on the books
a sacrilege law,
a law against sacrilege.
How can you have that in a it's a democracy over there, right? I mean,
they call them their archaic, but still on the books.
Yeah,
blasphemy laws. We have places like that all over where there are these superfluous laws.
Yes,
that can't be enforced anymore.
Sodomy laws,
like the sodomy law that Mrs. No, Louisiana,
yes,
not that long ago, tried to resurrect, trying to arrest gay people,
right.
Not that long ago.
In Louisiana.
Yes.
Jesus
for
Christ.
Committing sodomy. And the cops that did the arrest, and they let them go. They didn't charge them. They didn't, the cops. It was the fucking cops.
God
the,
damn.
The asshole cops. We're arresting you on sodomy laws.
And meanwhile, they get taken into some precinct. They get booked.
Yes.
Do they have to get bailed out of prison?
And
jail?
Then they're told, well, it's not. We can't enforce that because that evil homo loving Supreme Court.
Right. How about that guy? We covered it yesterday. That dude from the Sheffield Steelers.
Kiss cam. Yeah. The
two guys kissed.
The hockey announcer in England.
Went over the loudspeaker and said it was disgusting.
And get him out.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting. Get them out of here. Wait, that's not Sheffield. That's disgusting. Get them out of here.
He's calling on a mob of people to get them out of there. That's fucked up, man.
So, it's bad here.
Yes.
But it's pretty bad in other places, too.
Yeah.
And there are other countries that are more Jesus-y, especially where the Catholics have their tendrils in, like, Spain and Italy. But then, like you said, you've been to Italy.
Yes.
Jesus is everywhere, but not.
But
do you know what I mean?
Even in Ireland, right, isn't there a different relationship with the Jeebus than there is here?
What do you mean?
Well,
evangelicals are nuts.
Right, that's true. I mean, the Catholics, too. I mean, I don't know, living in Chicago and getting to be around those people for a little bit, they're drunk. And
who are we talking about?
The Catholics.
Okay.
They're a little drunk.
I like how you say living in Chicago. I keep forgetting that, you know, because where I grew up, it was all Catholics. You asked somebody when you met them, what parish do you live in?
Right.
I
would be like, what the fuck is that?
And not like Louisiana parishes.
They're Catholic down there in Louisiana, right?
And still, we had a comment on Facebook. Don't forget facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
Who mentioned something. She mentioned the area I grew up in. And it was a Jesus-y type story. And she said, I know kids that went to that school. My friend went to this other school. And I was like, I answered. I was like, oh, my God, I went to St. Cajetan. And God, she's like, I went to. So that's how, you know, people identified themselves.
Right.
And I'm sure far less now.
But you guys have it compartmentalized and shit, all the Jesus shit, you know?
It's different. It's like the science, definitely.
You just
Catholics are
it.
Way more into the science. They don't
right.
They don't preach or believe that evolution is wrong.
Right.
They absolutely believe in evolution.
Doesn't it bother them? Doesn't
Catholics
it bother the Catholics that evolution says they evolved from the scums of monkeys?
No. They agree that we evolved from the scum of or monkeys and us evolved from similar scum.
What happened to our tail then?
Monkeys and us evolved from similar scum. The monkeys kept the tail. We tossed it.
Do you think, don't you wish we would have kept their climbing ability?
And be able to jerk yourself off with your foot?
Oh, yeah.
How great would that be?
Oh. it'd be heavenly.
The
heavenly.
You could play with both nipples while you're jerking
off. I can reach my nipples with my foot if I'm a monkey.
Well, yeah, but you also have two hands. You could, and then you have your foot that you're
right.
There you go. Stick a toe up your ass.
Right.
What the hell's going on?
What else would I do in my time?
I don't know.
I'm a monkey.
And you've got a tail.
Oh, yes.
You
look
put
at
somewhere.
That. Nowhere good.
Speaking of the evangelicals, I really got a few minutes left here. But this is quite telling. This is a new survey, a new poll released that. Mostly was focusing on stuff about transgender bathrooms, religious liberty, blah, blah, blah.
Bunch of fucking bullshit.
The one of the ones that I found the most telling.
Yes.
Is the perception of discrimination against a certain group.
Okay.
And the two choices are.
Yes.
Persecution here in America against Muslims.
Right.
Persecution here in America versus Christians.
Okay.
All Americans polled in this poll
survey,
66% agree that Muslims are discriminated against more. 33% say that Christians are discriminated against
more. 33% of those
One
people.
Out of three.
That's high.
That's pretty terrifying.
That's insane. God.
But unaffiliated with any religion, they broke this down by religions. Type of religion. Actually, type of Christians, they broke this down by.
I know where this is going.
Unaffiliated. I guess I don't think they don't. Not unaffiliated Christian. I think unaffiliated everybody.
Yes.
77%. It's the highest number. Of people who say I'm not religious,
right?
Think that Muslims have it worse,
right?
23%,
perfect.
Think Christians have it worse. Non-white Protestant,
shit. Okay,
75% think Muslims have it worse.
Okay.
40% say Christians have it worse. These don't, don't correlate. You know what I mean? Like, it's not,
you live in America.
100% kind of thing.
I mean, the Christian, that's the main thing. There's no white, war on Christians.
White Catholic, 64%.
Oh, my God.
26% say right Christians.
Okay.
White mainline Protestant.
Okay, this is the big one. This is the evangelicals, right?
Oh, mainline not. Protestant, like you, like your family.
What does that mean?
Well, just regular Methodists, regular Lutherans, regular... Right. Evangelicals are different. Like, would your family identify as evangelicals?
Oh, no. I don't... No, not at all.
Right. My grandfather was an Episcopal. I mean, so that's a... He's a mainline Protestant, but right. Not an evangelical.
I've just never heard that term before.
63% say the Muslims have it worse.
Okay.
30% say Christians. Of the groups that we have, the only one where more people believe that the Christians are persecuted.
Oh, God damn
is
it.
White evangelical Protestants.
Fuck yeah, baby.
57% say the Christians are more discriminated against in America.
I'm the victim, motherfucker.
Than the Muslims.
Oh, God.
They're banning Muslims
Why
from coming
that?
Into the country. They're burning mosques.
Are the Muslims responsible from taking Jesus off my fucking coffee cup at Starbucks?
Unreal.
It's so fucking... there's no war on Christians, man.
And again, there's... we got to go here. But again, with the other stat that's interesting, we'll pick this up again Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to us. Right. This one says religious groups allowing businesses to refuse service to gay and lesbian people on religious grounds.
Fuck you.
Non-Christian religions, 9%.
Okay.
Say we don't. You can't let them discriminate.
Right.
Unaffiliated, 75. Black Protestant, 73. Catholic, 68. White mainline Protestant, 65. All Americans, 64% only.
Okay.
32% of you think that they should be able to discriminate.
We elected Trump.
White evangelical Protestants.
Oh, my God, you motherfuckers.
56% say they should be able to kick a homo out of their business if they want to because of Jesus.
How is that remotely Jesus-like? How is it Christ-like? You're kicking somebody out of someplace.
It's not.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Where would
Jesus? The opposite of Jesus.
Again, ask yourself where Jesus would be hanging.
Oh yeah!
If he came back, would he be hanging with the drug addicts and the whores and the poor people all the downtrodden?
Yeah, I don't think he'd be hanging. I think he,
or is he up in Trump Tower having a latte?
No, I think he's smiting motherfuckers in the Freedom Caucus.
Oh yeah, right.
He's pissed off.
We got to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews and shit. Share us, give us stars.
Oh, shit.
And please help us out here, Screaming Liberal Media. Buy your shit through our Amazon hole. Doesn't cost you anything. Just go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you shit.
We get paid, baby.
Helps us out here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
TTFN.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.